Alan Moore and Brent Sass left the CarMax checkpoint within 2 hours of each other late Saturday night. It would be a race to the finish line, or so they believed. But that race never came to be.
Both of our teams were similar, and it would have been something.
Somewhere in the early hours of Sunday morning, Moore passed Sass and his dog team on the trail.
When you're behind somebody, then you can help them, but if you're in front, you can't, because you don't know anything about it, so I wished I would have known it.
After Moore passed him, Brent Sass sustained a minor head injury. The details are murky. Did he fall asleep on the back of his sled and hit his head on the ground? Did he smack a tree? Was there ice? According to race officials, even Sass himself couldn't explain exactly what happened. He wasn't speaking clearly after Canadian Rangers rescued him by snow machine. Friends of the 34-year-old were in Braeburn to help handle for dogs and watch the musher compete in his 8th Yukon Quest. In the afternoon sunshine, they helped lift Sass, who was strapped to a backboard, onto a waiting airplane. He was flown to the hospital in Whitehorse for medical care. Before the plane took off, Alan Moore said goodbye to Sass. Friends and family who were present say the scene was extremely emotional. Moore apparently told Sass it was a sad end to what otherwise would have been a great race. He says Sass's accident has completely changed his perspective.
It's definitely a different mindset now. Like, the racing is not there now. It's just the finishing.
Moore left for the finish line with an equally reluctant dog team.
Ready, ready,
As Moore's team left, Sass's team was coming in. Hugh Neff and a Canadian Ranger spent most of the afternoon with the team parked alongside the trail. Neff had a cooker fired up. He heated water and thawed meat to feed the dogs.
It's a horrible situation, but, you know, I've had a few myself over the years, and I feel for Brent, and it's just tough because he was having such an amazing run.
They waited for race judge Scott Smith to arrive. The plan was for Smith to drive the team to Braeburn.
Brent really had a great run going, and he's got beautiful dogs. You know, that's not a question. The dog team didn't quit him, and, you know, it was an accident, and those things happen.
When he finally climbed on the runners, Smith says the team hesitated, but eventually they decided to follow Hugh Neff.
You know, those dogs are Brent's world, and, you know, Brent's their world, so you know, 900 miles into a race, you go hopping on some guy's dog team, and of course you're going to respond to, like, who's this guy? But, you know, it took a little while. We got him started, and he waited around, which was nice.
A small crowd cheered as 12 wild and free sled dogs came into Braeburn with upright tails, alert and energetic. One of Sass's dogs rode in the sled bag after Scott Smith decided he might be dehydrated. Hugh Neff says it was an impressive run.
I mean, I almost wanted to take the team and ride the team in and let Scott take my team.
The mood was decidedly somber in Braeburn all afternoon and into the evening, but Neff says the incident won't change his attitude.
No, I'll always, whenever I'm on the Quest Trail, I always go all out. I think it's like my duty as a Quest musher to give it everything I got. My main concern was making sure the dogs were okay.
Both Neff and Scott Smith say despite the seriousness of Brent Sass's accident, they tried to maintain a positive attitude as they drove both teams down the trail. After all, says Smith, Sass's motto is, attitude is everything.
Attitude is everything, and, you know, you got to think about that, and, you know, that's how he runs those dogs. That's how they respond. And, you know, positive reinforcement goes a long way.
There's no word on Brent Sass's condition. According to the race organization, any further updates will be released by his family. On the Yukon Quest Trail, I'm Emily Schwing in Braeburn.